I'm Sean Bullent with Forum on WSMI. On today's program, we're talking about the Litchfield Fire Department and their efforts to team up with HSHS St. Francis Hospital to provide free smoke detectors. Mike Chappell is leading the effort for the Litchfield Fire Department. He salutes HSHS and their role in being a catalyst.
The whole process started with HSHS St. Francis. They've been a huge help. They brought the program to my attention through an email to kickstart it. They have been doing a smoke detector program on their own for the last few years, mainly through the maternity ward, giving out smoke detectors to new mothers, which I thought was a great idea. But this V-Alert program, it requires the fire department. They needed the fire department's involvement, which is where we stepped in. And like I said, given smoke detectors away to new moms is a fantastic idea. We just took it that extra step further, and they are going to be placing an informational sheet in every discharge packet out of that hospital for everyone that is a patient. It'll have all the information about how to get the smoke detector by calling us or emailing me. But putting it in a discharge plan is a great tool. It just gets the word out, and a lot of people don't read the paper or have Facebook or the internet or anything like that. So if they get in the discharge sheet and see it that way, that's another way to get that information out to people. So HSHS St. Francis has been a huge help in all this, all the way up to their marketing team, getting the word out and, you know, sharing it through social media and putting an ad in the paper. As soon as that ad hit the paper, we started getting phone calls, and we've already had to reorder a second set of 24 smoke detectors. So far, it's going really well, and I hope that the information stays out there and it keeps up.
Chappell notes the department doesn't just hand over a smoke detector. They provide installation and also provide key fire safety lessons.
Yeah, fire prevention's huge. We're trying to keep all the citizens safe. So like you said, you know, we go to put these smoke detectors in. We're not just dropping them off at the door. We personally have to go in and put them in. That's a rule stipulated by the V-Alert program. So we have the NFPA, all those different kinds of rules, where to put the smoke detectors so that they'll be best utilized to keep that family safe. But while we're installing them, we do have a couple of handouts, leaflets. We do go over some fire safety things, safe cooking, escape plans, especially for folks with young kids. We'd like to make sure that they, you know, a good route to get out of their home in case there is an emergency.
Chappell says smoke detectors are crucial because every second counts in a residential fire.
Oh, very much. Absolutely every second. You know, they say that the fire can double in size every minute. And just thinking about that, you got a small fire. Within about 5 or 10 minutes, you know, you're going to have a big serious problem on your hands. And the quickest detection of that fire, smoke detectors are put in properly and in the right place. The smoke will be able to be identified as fast as possible, and it gives everybody the best fighting chance to get out of that house and be safe.
We mentioned that firefighters install the smoke detectors, and one of the most important issues they're dealing with is COVID-19. Chappell says that installation process is COVID-19 friendly.
Yeah, I mean, COVID-19, it's been around all year. We take every precaution that we can to not drag that into citizens' homes when we're just there on a smoke detector install. All of our people will be, you know, obviously masked up. We're not going to be in your face. We're going to social distance, and we're going to put our smoke detectors in. We're going to give our safety information, and then we're going to try and get out with minimal time inside your residence, but also giving you all the information that we can.
You often hear military and law enforcement types talk about falling back on their training. Well, the same can be said for your family when it comes to fire prevention. Chappell says practice indeed makes perfect.
Especially with small kids, practice makes perfect. You know, don't practice till you get it right. You got to practice till you don't get it wrong. Those little kids, repetition, you want them to know exactly what to do without even thinking about it. And whether that's a ground level window, the quickest way out to get to a meeting outside their home so that everybody can be accounted for. I mean, those things are huge. You don't want anybody to have to think too much about trying to get out of a very serious situation that you're not used to.
One thing is becoming more and more clear. There are benefits to keeping your doors closed and those of your kids with the potential for fire erupting in your residence.
They are definitely finding through a lot of research and just regular residential fires that, that fire departments respond to, they can tell the difference between a room that had its door closed and a room that had its door open. And the difference is, it's unfathomable. It's amazing the difference of a single residential inside door, how much fire it can stop for how long before you have a serious issue. So yes, absolutely, before you go to bed, sleeping with the door shut is absolutely a fantastic idea. I have little kids at home. I understand the wanting to keep them cracked so you can hear what they're doing. But in the grand scheme of things, having that door shut is a huge safety thing, and it absolutely does work. So yeah, I would definitely promote the sleep with your door shut. Like I said, you just seeing pictures from different departments and their responses to house fires, and they'll walk you through the entire burnt home, but that one bedroom with the door shut is hardly touched by smoke and definitely not touched by flame.
So now the question is, how do you contact the Litchfield Fire Department to get your hands on a smoke detector? Chapel has all the 411 details.
At the very least, take your name and number and address, and then I will get back to you personally and get you an appointment set up to where we can come in and install your smoke detectors. But if you do have email and you'd like to send an email, you can email me at mikedchapel@hotmail.com.
This week brought a milestone as the first COVID-19 vaccine arrived in mid-Illinois. I had a chance to speak with Kevin Schott, the deputy director of CHRISMON EMA, who noted Christian County was first in line because of their death rate.
Honestly, it's a story that is changing really daily. But at this point, I can tell you that Christian County should be getting some vaccines in this week. The reason that Christian County is going to get them, Montgomery County will be getting them maybe this week, probably more like next week. Christian County, because of the amount of deaths that the county has had per capita, the state looked at that, and the top 50 counties with that those higher number death numbers are the first counties that are going to be getting the vaccine. And that Christian County has considerably more deaths than what Montgomery County have, and therefore that's the reason that they are going to receive the vaccine before Montgomery County. However, very rapidly, again, it changes daily on us, but in the next week or two, both counties will be starting to receive vaccines. Now, the state has determined that hospitals and long-term care facilities are going to be at the top of that line.
Schott notes there is a noticeable excitement about the arrival of the vaccine, but it's no time to get complacent about the COVID-19 threat.
Yeah, we are seeing a little bit of, well, for lack of better terms, a little more relaxation, in that we now are able to see an end to this vicious cycle that we've been going through. Our long-term care facilities have taken the brunt of our deaths. That is the reason that we want to get the vaccine into those facilities as quickly as we possibly can. Our healthcare workers have just taken an absolute beating and continue to take a beating physically and mentally in dealing with this. Our answer is on the horizon now with the release of these vaccines. We still got a long road to go. People still need to be aware that they need to continue to wear their mask, wash their hands, and avoid large crowds as we go through the process of getting the entire population vaccine in the course of the next several months.
Well, thanks for joining us for this edition of Forum. We'll see you again next weekend on WSMI. Sean Bellent saying so long until then.